ICE is everywhere. The border is everywhere. For us, for immigrants.
Everyone in that team knew what the border was inside of them.
What if we knew the infrastructure that Hitler was building before World War II? What would we do with that knowledge?
So that you go from your house to your Dunkin' Donuts and you pass a detention facility and you don't even know that it exists.
The infrastructure that was being prepared,
that was the end game.
Getting prepared for massive separations, massive deportations.
Right. I mean, that was the end game. We kept saying that's the end game.
All right, welcome back to the Midday Show. And when I say it's a pleasure to bring on these two filmmakers, I'm actually understating my feelings, because I've known certainly Pamela Yates for a long time, and Paco, I'm not sure how or if we've met, but I'm very grateful for this opportunity. Right from the start, let's just say there was going to be a screening of their latest documentary, Borderland, The Line Within, at Time and Space Limited in Hudson, New York, on Sunday, this coming Sunday, this weekend, at 5:30. I will be there. That's the plan. And you guys will be doing a Q&A afterwards. Now, let me just quickly summarize this film. The United States border is not just a geographic location. The border is everywhere. It lies within every undocumented immigrant family, with the threat that at any moment they could be captured, incarcerated, deported, their lives destroyed. We'll get to this specifically about your partnership with the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement, but they will be co-hosting, shall we say, this screening, or?
Co-presenting.
Co-presenting, that's better. Thank you, Paco. Paco is the producer of the film. Pamela here is the director, and together they run Skylight, a human rights media organization dedicated to strengthening social justice movements through cinematic storytelling and catalyzing collaborative networks of artists and activists. And in many ways, Borderland brings the saga of Skylight's Guatemala trilogy, When the Mountains Tremble back in 1983, is that possible? Granito in 2011, and 500 years, 2017, full circle back to the U.S. from the impact of U.S. foreign policy that backed brutal regimes, leading to the root causes of migration to the present situation of mass migration from Central America. Welcome, Paco and Pamela, to the Midday Show. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. All right, so we're going to have a screening on Sunday. Tell me a little bit first, one of you, about the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement.
Well, the sanctuary movement all over the United States is so important right now, because what it's trying to say is we welcome immigrants into our communities. They're a vital part of it. Mm-hmm. They help our communities thrive. And whatever happens on the national level, whether it's the Customs and Border Protection or whether it's ICE, we're not going to turn people over, and we're not going to give any information, and we're not going to assist in any way. Of course, the local authorities follow the laws, but the good people in the counties like Columbia County, which is a sanctuary county, are saying we want to protect our immigrant families and immigrants in our county. So we're so happy to partner with them to show Borderland, The Line Within.
And will somebody be there from this organization, or?
Yes, people will be there from the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement. It's a fundraiser for them. You know, because Borderland, The Line Within, tells such a compelling story that it's meant to help organizations grow their movement, grow locally, and use the film to fundraise too. That's the point, is to help them strengthen the movement locally.
Right. And that's where everything's going to change, right? Grassroots, right?
At the grassroots, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I was just thinking, just because somebody knocks on your door, it doesn't mean you have to answer it.
That's right.
But I'm saying, you know, I mean, sometimes you do, but you don't always, unless you're legally told you must answer. You have to open the door and, you know, turn everything over to the quote unquote authority. I don't know.
Unfortunately, we've reached a point where the law doesn't necessarily stop these actions from happening.
Mm.
So there's a video online and photos of a guy, supposedly ICE. It turns out he wasn't really ICE. He was actually a militia leader, breaking with a pickaxe, breaking the window of a car of an immigrant couple that wouldn't get out of the car because they'd call their lawyer and they're waiting for the lawyer. And you know, they said, we have the right not to get out of the car. But so they broke the window with a pickaxe and pulled the man out of the car.
But I think what's different about our film is that we actually introduce you to people finding a way forward. I believe that even in the darkest moments, there are always people finding a way forward. And who are those people? And make them the protagonists of your film. And in this case, they're immigrants and immigrant communities themselves who are saying, look, we're not going to accept this. We are strengthening. We are building networks. And we're going to stay here. And we're going to do what we've always done. So one of the things I like about this film is people leave the film feeling like that, yeah, they can do something. And yeah, immigrants aren't victims. And yeah, immigrant leaders are out there fighting for rights.
Yeah, no, I think Paolo's absolutely right. This has been a very inspiring film. And it shows a very different narrative than the narratives that are prevailing out there. So it's really important that people see this different narrative. I think it's one of the things that has inspired many people to join the movement.
I'm talking with Pamela Yates and Paco de Onís. They are the filmmakers of a recent documentary called Borderland, The Line Within. And it's going to have a screening again this Sunday, May 4th at 5:30 at Time and Space Limited in Hudson. And I say recent because it actually enjoyed a theatrical, well, several theatricals, but one at one of my favorite cinemas, the Firehouse Cinema in down in New York City. And there's a line here I read before, and I'd just like you guys to maybe touch on it before we, you know, move on, which is, you say the border is everywhere. And I want to know what you mean by that.
Well, we really mean that the border is not just a geographical line in the Southwest or in the North leading to Canada, but because the border is everywhere in the sense that if you're an undocumented immigrant in the United States, at any moment you can be captured, incarcerated, deported, and separated from your family. So there's a fear that people carry inside them. And that's why it's the line within. And yet our film is really about how immigrants deal with that fear and develop leadership in their communities.
And again, I also just want to remind people that they are presenting this screening and Time and Space Limited. My goodness, what a great venue, right?
I feel honored to be showing there, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. They really, I think, are very mindful about what they screen there. I would just go with my partner. We were trying to go like every Monday through the winter. And no matter what was there, we just go see whatever they were showing. And it was not a single miss in the series. So I would love to come and see Borderland, The Line Within.
That's right. And, you know, we really made it for the big screen. And we really made it for people to come together and be in community to watch
it. It's crucial.
Okay, now is more important than ever.
Yeah, you made this film before the election. I mean, you made this in 2024, earlier in the year, 2024.
Yeah, it actually took us 5 years to make the film. Okay. And while we were making it, it was a predictive film. You know, it was saying that unless we get together and unless we change immigration policy in the United States, this is going to happen. And this is what is happening. So now we want to take that kind of prediction and we want to be able to organize around it. But the film was really meant to be seen large. It's beautifully shot. And I feel like if you're telling really difficult stories and telling stories about human rights violations, it's important, it's incumbent upon us to use the power of cinema, incredible cinematography, a score designed especially for this movie, and compelling protagonists.
Yeah. And I should also mention that these guys are not just filmmakers bringing a film to our neighborhood, but they're neighbors. You guys are based, right? You live in Saugerties, right?
We do.
So come out and support two incredibly talented filmmakers and your neighbors is my point. Coming to Time and Space Limited this Sunday. Did I leave anything crucial out? Please tell me.
I don't think so, Paco.
I don't think so. I think it's important that people come, they become aware. One of the things that the film really makes you aware of is the border industrial complex. And the billions of dollars, the 2024 budget was $25 billion. I mean, it's important for people to see how we depict that cinematically. Really,
right.
I think it's one of the things that most people take away from the film.
And almost as you're saying,
a revelation.
Sorry to interrupt. And also, as you're saying, it's not only works on its own, but the film is also a really great catalyst for the important conversations that take place following the screenings, which will be happening on Sunday evening. So I'm going to urge
yes.
people to go to Time and Space Limited website, buy your tickets right this instant, and join us on Sunday evening. All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks, Adam.
Thank
see you,
Adam.
At the see you at the
see
movies.
See you on Sunday.
Okay,
get
great.
The movies.
Thank you. You're listening to The Midday Show, 98.1 AZE.